from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Guru, here's Bonte and Shasky.
So Spadone, I need your help here. Don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. We got Dalton Johnson coming up at 12:30, Shasky, to talk a little Doves, Pods cooking in Summer League. We'll get back to the Giants in just a second. But Spadone, what is Steiny Guru? What is their method to madness in the 11 o'clock hour?
I mean, if I had an answer, I'd tell you. Just wing it, you know?
Oh, don't do that.
No,
don't do that to him. They're organized. Steiny is not, in his words, I'm not putting words in his mouth.
Chasky and Bonte, I'm not putting words in Steiny's mouth here. This is what he likes to say. He's not a conventional host. He's a little unconventional. So he likes to, you know, play outside the box a little bit. He does things his way. That's all I can say.
No, he's a very traditional host, if I would say.
Really?
After working with him. Yes. Very traditional.
I
feel like I'm outside the box. I'm like not your traditional host.
See, I thought you were going to me because you're going to say Spadone. You were so right on Friday, going 3 for 3 for all your sports picks this weekend, winning the audience a lot of money, saying Carlos Alcaraz is going to beat Novak Djokovic. Spain was going to beat England. And then Argentina beating Colombia. I was 3 for 3.
Shasky, don't you love when a guy just takes the chalky picks? I'm going to go Spain and Argentina, like everybody out there.
Was he right?
No, I mean, you know, everybody's going to be right. I went out on a limb. The three Lions let me down. You should have played Cole Palmer the whole damn game. I don't know what you're doing, England.
I mean, you go for a team that hasn't won anything in like 60 years. I mean, that's just what you get.
I'll pull it for, man. I want to see history. Did you root for the Red Sox, Shasky, when they're down 3-0 against the Yankees?
No.
You didn't want to see the Red Sox win?
I was so sick of seeing those Boston hats all around the country. I still hate the Boston Red Sox.
You didn't want to see them win that one time?
Nope.
What about the Cubs?
Dude, these Northeastern elites are the worst. They're the worst. And you know who you are, because I know a few people that are Bostonians. And they're the worst. That B hat was everywhere. Come on, admit you were sick of it. It was Matt Damon was popular.
I was sick of it by 07. But that first year when they came back from 03.
Yeah, now I'm good.
And they won the first championship since when? 1919? Was it 1919? What was it? Nah, I forget the year. They broke the curse. Yeah, the roof curse. They snapped it. Wasn't it cool? I want to see sports history yesterday.
I also root against the Cubs.
Yeah, I don't like the Cubs anymore either.
I am rooting against the Giants. Oh, God. I hate you.
Seriously. So he's unconventional. He's an unconventional host.
That's what Nahigian says to him, and that's what Steiny reiterates all the time, because Nahigian doesn't like when he comes back and says, all right, Steiny and Guru, 10-2. He's like, we already played the rejoin. You don't need to keep saying that, Steiny.
It's 11:05.
See, that's conventional. A lot of conventional radio hosts always say, no, seriously. So, this is interesting. A lot of hosts, I hear them all across the country. They play their rejoin.
Uh-huh.
Hey, welcome back, man. It's Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and whoever else. But
you're
three
never up that
Joes.
Early. I'm calling cap on that.
No, that's what
Spadoni,
they do. That's what they do. That's what they do. 5 a.m. When Spadoni's not in, I'm like, damn, what the hell is a pregame show at? Brady Quinn and them are on. So,
Two pros and a cup of Joe.
You haven't heard Joe in a while.
Yeah, Jonas Knox, he's on vacation. He works hard.
Yeah, it is summertime.
He does do Saturdays,
too. So that's conventional radio hosts. They always say their names at their rejoin. I haven't said our names at their rejoin in a very long time. In like 5 years. I stopped. The ego was like, why do you need to say your names? He's like, you know what? You're right. Let's just get right into it. Conventional hosts do that. And I hear Willard and Steiny do that all the time. That's conventional. I want to say I'm the most outside the box host because ain't nobody out there shouting out the overnight dancers. Ain't nobody out there shouting out the graveyard shift workers. Ain't nobody out there shouting out the homeless people down there in Union Square who's not bothering nobody. Nobody's shouting out the cops and the firefighters. That's unconventional, Shasky.
So just to be clear, you think Steiny is textbook host in any radio station.
Oh, my God.
I don't think a lot of people would agree with that. That's just all I'm saying.
Ain't no radio host out there wearing two chains like yours truly.
Okay. I've never heard Bonte go, how much time do we got? The end of a
that's
show.
Not, see, your boy's always prepared. That's
I know.
Why. I always got somewhere to go, baby. You pivot, don't panic, right?
Bronny Jr.
Hey, we'll find something to talk about. On this show, that's why we got the old drop. Alex Cobb! Well, I'm well-rounded. You want to go Copa? You want to go Wimbledon? You want to go Euros? You want to go Giants? You want to go Summer League? Where do you want to go?
You know, I'm just well-rounded. I want to talk about over-exuberant umpires. We had an umpire over the weekend. No, this guy was blowhard. He was the worst. Like, seriously. It's 12-year-old baseball. All right. So remember we were doing like those strike calls a couple months back?
Oh, see, right?
Yeah. So like there's many ways to do it. This guy was like showing up kids. It was unreal.
I'm kind of here for
no,
that.
No. It
come
wasn't.
On, come
it wasn't
give
good.
Me something.
But then the strike zone was so bad. No, I don't argue balls and strikes almost ever. Like it's just you're not going anywhere with it, right? And to me, the game is never about one pitch.
Right.
It's never about even in one at bat. Like it's bigger than that. This particular umpire literally would do this. And the ball's two pitches, exact same spot. One of them, nothing. You just say nothing, okay? And it's not like off to the side, a little low, a little high, like nothing. Some guys have like a mannerism right. Where they kind of like give feedback to the youngster or to the audience or whatever. This guy was waiting. He'd think about it, he'd go, strike! And he'd like do this like fisting thing.
Oh my God.
He was out of his mind.
Do you know his name?
I don't know his name, but he was a jerk. And I was over at first base. No, I'll admit it. I'll say it to his face. And I was over. This guy had such little man complex. And I was over at first base. And by the sixth inning, both teams were super disgruntled. When every kid comes back to the dugout, like, I don't know what the strike zone is. We're not doing a good job, right?
Did you get thrown out the game?
No. But at one point, they got this, like, ankle-high strike. And so I go real loud. I go, I'd like one of those when we're pitching. And he goes, that's enough. That's a warning. That is a warning. And I looked over. Michelle was there with LJ. They were sitting in a little like
why
picnic
you got
area.
Michelle, first of all, why you got Michelle out there in 100-degree heat with LJ?
Oh, she was having a great time.
Oh, my God.
Twin Creeks was serving it up. What are you talking
God.
About?
You got some bacon out there.
It was great. LJ had a great day. He was just the toast of the town.
Well, listen.
I don't know, Joe.
Hold on. So this umpire, how tall was he?
Oh, he was a short guy.
Short guy, 5'4", 5'5", Napoleon Complex.
Yeah, Michelle's height.
So she was mad at the umpire, too?
Everyone was mad at the umpire.
We got to find this guy's name.
No, we're not doing that.
Well, you already called him a jerk.
He was bad.
That's who he
was
has. Bad. Was it Scott Armstrong?
You know, no, it was not him. You know those like the Twitter accounts that say, welcome to the ump show? And
yeah.
It's about these like over-exuberant,
oh,
crazy
yeah. Oh,
umps?
Yeah.
That's what this guy was doing all
so
weekend.
So he was flexing, showing his bicep.
Oh, yeah, he was out of his mind. With these late calls. And then like every kid on both sides was angry. The other team was all up in him. It was pretty funny.
So
even the other umpire who's down the first base line is like, dude, this guy sucks. Like even
oh
he said
God,
it.
Damn.
That's when you know you're bad. And then the next day, you get
but
these
Twin
young
Creeks,
guys.
That means they would get paid some big money down there, man.
What?
There's money down there at Twin Creeks.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, Twin Creeks, yeah. Full bar, food, tri-tip yeah. sandwich.
Oh, those
goes off down there.
Hey, those folks are getting paid, dude.
Yeah, we stayed at the Marriott over the weekend. We had a good time. The kids were all shooting hoops and playing in the pool. It was a good weekend.
Y'all rich, man.
We had a good time. Y'all it was kind of like end of the summer, have yeah. fun.
No, I get that.
You know,
that.
It was a lot of fun.
So did y'all come back the next day?
No, we went to Fremont, and it was way better umpires.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I got to find out who this umpire is.
There's a lot of good ones, but the couple bad ones that stand out, usually everyone on both sides is like, dude, come on.
Do they have a
website? They're 12.
Can I ask you, do they have a website with the umpires from the Little League?
No, they don't have an NBA website where, you know, coach.
RateMyProfessor.com for college. Or RateMyUmpire.com.
They don't have, like, the bios of each umpire like they do in the NBA. Come on, I need a bio, the umpire. Hey, what
my
his
guy,
name is,
my guy, Shawshank Redemption.
You know, his little portrait.
He did have a flavor saver, though.
A flavor? What's a flavor saver?
It's like the little, like...
Soul patch. Soul patch, right?
Oh, he had the soul patch. That's what they call a flavor.
What did you call it, a flavor saver?
A flavor saver?
I've never heard that term.
Don't talk about that. They call it a flavor saver.
They're saying, did Angel Hernandez come down to coach, to umpire down at Twin Creeks?
They don't call it a flavor saver because...
don't talk about that.
Talking about food.
So we're talking about eating and food.
That was the faintest one.
I think we can get away with this at 11. You know what? We can get away with this. If you want to play the cocaine drop, it's 11 o'clock. The damn kids are in summer school. They're in summer camp. They're in the cars right now. So if you want to go crack,
when
crack,
does crack,
crack. Yeah.
You can tell. So the cocaine's happening.
Yeah.
When does that crack come into play?
We're 10 to 2, baby. You kids better be in school cracking them damn books. You kids who are listening right now, you're in trouble. You're bad kids.
It was a minimal-like weekend for me, and what I mean by that is that on the internet, I didn't like a lot of things. I was very, very amused, sickened by some things, but also there was some funny content out over the weekend. And I did not hit the like button for fear of retribution.
Well, you know what, though?
No, they can't see your likes anymore.
Yeah, they can't see the likes. It's private now.
Both Instagram and Twitter?
Well,
oh, just Twitter. Just
Twitter. Don't like on Instagram.
Yeah,
I
know how you
that.
Find other people's likes on Instagram.
Yeah, I just leave it alone.
If you click on it, it'll be like, Lubby Lubs like this one.
Yeah, yeah. You just see who's liking what. And I'm like, oh,
Lubs
that guy.
Guru like this one.
So, yeah. I always tell Guru.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's cold, man. That's cold.
You have to talk to him today, by the way, too. You got to talk.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
You guys are talking.
Yeah, we're doing the crossover.
No, we're not.
No, we can do it for 3 minutes.
I've opted out.
That's 3 minutes.
I don't think you have the right to opt out.
Says who?
It's
the boss. The guy who signs your paycheck.
I got places to go. I got a baby. I gotta get back to.
You can push your haircut back a few minutes.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's fun. That's pretty good. Come on. You got to left the town. That's pretty good. That's
I mean, I've only got a couple that's more left. I'm going bald back
that's
here.
That's a four. I can do it for 3 minutes. Whatever.
Unlimited possibilities.
We don't have Mark Willard to ask us extra questions to fill 30 minutes of his first segment. Remember
all you have to do is ask Steinie is how his golf trip went. That's it.
Where'd he go?
Well, you have to ask him.
Oh, he went to Tahoe, right?
Mm-hmm. Truckee.
Did you see
that's a tease right there.
DJ Khaled, I know we're going to get back into the Giants. DJ Khaled's golf content is the best.
Yeah, I feel like it's fizzled out. I feel like it's fizzled.
I think he would. I think he'd smack you up on the golf course.
He would. I haven't touched my boys at the golf spot out there at Pleasant Hill. Just hit me up. How's your golf game going? I'm like, non-existent.
You see my schedule? Hibernating?
Dude, my clubs have been sitting next to my nightstand for months. I actually looked at them yesterday. I was like, boy, do golf clubs get rusty if you don't use them for a long time?
Well, some clubs are meant to rust over. So, like, there's some tailor-made, like, high-toe wedges where you want it to get rusty. And, like, they say that more spin is generated because of the friction and blah, 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 blah. Oh, so, if they're chrome plated or satin chrome plated or whatever stainless steel plate, it normally is to keep the rust off.
Boy,
you started this segment asking what Steinie would talk about during this hour. That's kind of what we would do
right now. Just talk about anything
stuff.
I'm not going to repeat. If you see 408, shout out to the new mobile text. I haven't done that.
I just saw
408. Yeah, when you talk about content over the weekend. There's plenty. Let's just say it hasn't been a good week for Jimmy Garoppolo after their receiver doc.
So as great as Kirk Cousins was perceived after the quarterback doc, that's how bad Jimmy Garoppolo's coming off on this wide receiver doc.
Yeah, he's a butt of all jokes. All jokes. Literally all jokes. He looks bad. He looks bad. By the way, shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Our boy Chico said he's going to DoorDash us a burrito. He knows we're going to get hungry around noon. Ah, I had a great breakfast sandwich at the Lovely Anime for me this morning. Some quiche, English muffin. I think it's going to hold me over till about 2 o'clock. But no, that's Clickbait who said that. I'm going to DoorDash you a burrito. Come on, man. I know I'm a big boy, but I don't just be crushing burritos like that. The Giants. Brian Price. How about this, Shasky? Brian Price, the pitching coach of the Giants. Listen to what he had to say about the Giants' prospects going into the second half of the season.
I think the entire team feels that we are primed to bust out after the All-Star break when we have, we know what the rotation looks like. We know that we'll have five healthy guys. We know we'll have guys that are continuing to develop in AAA that can give us some support if we need it, and that potentially we have the ability to kind of decrease the workload on the bullpen, which would be huge. If we could have the bullpen have a little bit lower workload and that they could be pitching more rested, I think we could anticipate having them strong through the finish of the season.
We are primed to bust out after the All-Star break. Brian Price, your pitching coach. Former manager of the Cincinnati Reds.
Tyler Rogers, Ryan Walker on pace for 85 to 90 appearances this year. Eric Miller on pace for 85 appearances this year. Yeah. Taylor Rogers on pace for 80 appearances this year. I mean, like, it's not sustainable. It's just not, and I'm not, like, individually, a lot of these guys had good years. I think Tyler and Taylor Rogers have really bounced back. They've been really good this year. I think Ryan Walker has been excellent this year. Eric Miller quietly has righted the ship. Camilo's been up and down, and I think Camilo would admit that. That's a deeper conversation.
What do you do with Camilo? Do you move him?
I believe that closers come in multiple varieties. Some are short term, some are long term, some are legends, some come and go quickly, and we see this a lot. Then there was a point in time where Santiago Casilla, and I know it's been kind of a joke now, but like Santiago Casilla was a very good closer at one point for the Giants, and then he wasn't. And they had to obviously overpay for Mark Melancon. And Mark Melancon is a great example of a guy who's been up and down in his career, depending on what kind of velocity that he has.
Not great, solid.
He's had some great years.
Great years.
Harrison Bader is a guy that has been up and down, you know? Not Harrison Bader.
No, you're thinking of
Josh Hader.
You're talking to
Harrison Bader's
former Brewer, Padre. Yeah. Harrison Bader,
former
Cardinal.
He was lights out for multiple years, you know, and then all of a sudden couldn't find it. Now he's given up a home run, I believe, at one point in like 9 or 10 straight appearances.
It's
so
not pretty.
Like, closers are all over. If you're asking me right now, hey, you're going to go on a 5-year run with Camilo? Probably not. And the reason being is, to me, it comes back to command. Oh, he's got explosive stuff. Part of having explosive stuff is being able to throw certain pitches when you absolutely have to. And to me, the wild misses are all over the map. And I don't know if he trusts the cutter, the fastball, or the slider to just like a get-it-in pitch.
Is it just an outlier? Because his first 3 years were dynamic, really dynamic. Starting in 2021, you look at 2022, the 2.53 ERA, 1.24 whip. We know what happened last year. All-star, 2.93 ERA, 1.14 whip. I believed in the middle of 2022, I said, we may be looking at the best Giants closer in San Francisco Giants history.
In the middle of 2022.
Middle of 2022.
See, I think at the beginning of 2023, against the Yankees, first series, pitch clock was in his dome.
Yep.
Almost immediately. No doubt. And so I'm looking at him with the pitch clock, and there's like pre-pitch clock Camilo, and then there's post-pitch clock Camilo, and I just, something's up.
And you see his players, too. You see the infielders sometimes, like, yo, Camilo,
let's go.
Javi Lopez. Did he join Willard and Dibbs this morning? Javi Lopez joined Willard and Dibbs. Here's what he had to say about Duvall's struggles.
Let's hear it.
Things aren't as smooth as he'd like it to be, I'm sure, but he set that bar awful high. But, you know, if there is a time to, you know, maybe fumble, this would be the time to do it early. And when it comes down to it, try to lock in on some wins. And they were able to do that. This is a good bullpen that if he does need some time to figure some things out, you have plenty of pieces that you can plug into that ninth inning and kind of give him a breather and a reset if he needs it.
So do you give him a reset? What do you do with him? Is it all location? Has a league figured him out? What is going on with Camelo Duvall? I do believe it could, he could be rectified. I do believe he could have a big-time second half of the season. Maybe he just needs a break.
I'm not pretending to, like, know things. I'm not trying to be that guy. I don't want to, like, oh, are you reporting that? I've just heard a lot of stuff about him in the locker room, the clubhouse, and not that he rubs people the wrong way. That's not the thing. But there's just a lot of, like, he doesn't take to some of the coaching and some of the instruction really well. And then I've seen him have some outbursts when the team wins the game, but he struggles.
Yeah.
For example, he comes in a tied game and gives up a lead or whatever it is, and then the team ends up winning the game. He's still furious and angry. Right. I don't hold that so much against, but I know other guys in that clubhouse have been like, man, he's like very about himself and not about the big picture of the team. I think being a closer is a lonely existence, and I think it's a little unfair at times because all you're asked to do is stay down there until we need you, and then when we need you, you come and be a part of the team.
Right.
It's a very unique role.
I wonder how much the contract extension that he basically said no to isn't affecting him. I don't know what's going on with Camelo Duvall. We don't hear him speak a lot of English. I don't hear a lot of reporters talking to Camelo Duvall. I don't know. Sometimes Lutman tells me he's in that clubhouse and he takes a while to come to the press, and sometimes he doesn't want to talk to the press. Closers are different. They're very unique. They're very unique on these baseball teams, no doubt about it. I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with Duvall. I'm not quite ready to give up on him, but I gotta say, for him personally, coming out of the All-Star break, those 2 weeks are crucial for him, because I could see them, while trying to compete for a playoff spot, saying, you know what, Camelo Duvall, we're going bye-bye with you.
So you asked me.
I could see that. I could see that, where these next 2 weeks, he struggles, bye-bye.
Well, when you reject that kind of money, that's like life-changing money. We could always, these guys want to make $100 million. Like, what was it, like $60 million bucks or whatever he was offered?
I don't even remember. What was it, love? 3 years, $60 million? What 50, was it?
55 over five?
It's not bad, buddy, man. Oh, sounds great. Well,
have we not learned anything about whether it's Ayuk, whether it's Klay Thompson?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And whether it's Draymond Green, their emotions do carry over to the playing field. It does carry over to the court. And like, when you do pass up that kind of money and then you start to struggle and you're not getting more opportunities to close out wins as opposed to coming in non-safe situations, I believe this has been snowballing for a while emotionally or internally, or however you want to, you know, break that down. I do think there's something there.
Yeah, $50 million was reported for Camelo Duvall. Nick Stitch in there, you bring up Ayuk. I finished the receiver doc. And I do wonder what it will look like without Brandon Ayuk. I started to bring my mind there, saying, what would it look like? Although I thought the Niners missed their window to trade him at the draft. Maybe they were asking for 2 months. But I do wonder now with the Ayuk situation, because they're going to have to move off some of those guys. And watching Deebo Samuel, he gets hurt a lot. But damn, he is a playmaker. He's a game changer. You forget how good Deebo Samuel is.
The team reacts to him.
He's just different. He's just different.
On that receiver thing, just real quick. Yeah. The Philly game, is going to get lost because of the way they lost the Super Bowl. That's an all-time.
All-time.
I don't know where it ranks for me, but that is an all-time regular season win.
How about John Lynch said, I'm feeling it. I feel like you're going to have a big day.
How about the Kittle family, like, praying like they were going into, like, you thought they were going, like.
That was war.
Dude,
they wanted that Philly game. They wanted that Philly game bad.
I also believe that Claire Kittle has become one of my favorite people that I didn't know much about before.
She's cool.
I just think that she's all in on her husband's career. She's cool. And, you know, she's a former athlete. Yep. And she's explaining how much she gets into it. And
no, she's cool.
I don't know. I think that they present really well as a family.
You know, watching this, Doc, I started to have reservations about George Kittle. We've heard fans and certain media members say, man, maybe you just move off George Kittle. Maybe this is last year. I kind of want this guy to retire as a 49er.
I think he's an all-timer.
He's a load, man, whether it's the run game, you know, pancaking Aiden Hutchinson in an NFC championship game. George Kittle's an all-timer, and he doesn't really complain much, and he does get underutilized in the pass game. That's apparent in the receiver, Doc. It is. So I'll let you finish that one before we dive deeper into it. But what do you do with Kamelo Duval? What's his grade? I think you got to get him a D. I give him a D. Reason why I don't give him an F, because he does have 17 saves. But the 1.62 whip, the 4.38 ERA, blowing the game. Yes, you imagine if they lose that game yesterday, Shasky? Our conversation is completely different today. Now we're talking about D's and F's and D's and F's. And now Bonte Hill's coming in this afternoon saying, you know what? Yeah, sell everybody.
It's to me, like the hits are going to be like one. When you throw gas, guys are going to, you know, time you up and they're going to hit the ball out. It's the walks. 24 walks in 39 games. Like, and sometimes not even close. And then what he's resorted to doing is when he's so off on like a 2-0 count, he's got to come right down the pipe.
Yep.
Because he's so off. I mean, he's 2 and 3 feet away from the strike zone.
Yeah, no, it's not good. All right.
I don't know if you've seen the Paul Skeens videos, but Paul Skeens can throw a ball 2 feet off for 98 miles per hour because he has a 2-foot breaking slider that he'll throw that'll really screw people up. Duvall doesn't have that, and nor does he trust that slider to throw with that command. So his big misses are way worse than someone who's got command of a secondary pitch.
At times, he doesn't trust a fastball.
No.
I mean, he doesn't trust anything about his game right now, so he needs a break. Kamelo Duvall, that is. What do you do with him if you get off to a slow start? Hell, what if he do get off to a fast start and you say, you know what, Kamelo Duvall, we could spare him. We got other arm. Maybe Jordan Hicks is your closer in the second half of the season.
Ooh.
Maybe you move into the bullpen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you do because Jordan Hicks is definitely not going to be starting in August. We know that. He is wearing out. And then we'll see about Kyle Harrison and Birdsong. But Shask, before the break, because I want to open up these phone lines, 888-957-9570. There's still things percolating with the Golden State Warriors and the Utah Jazz. Dub Nation, what are you willing to give up for Lowry marketed?
Unlimited possibilities.
Oh, wait until I give you the details from Shab Sharati, who's been out in Las Vegas. He's been on the concourse hanging out with Lucas Alexander, one of our producers, and Dash Holloman, one of our former producers. Fight on, Lucas. Fight on, even though you're going to struggle in the Big Ten this year. Shab Sharati, what he's hearing.
College football game.
Out in Las Vegas. Yeah, that is coming out. Somebody told me, don't buy it yet. The deluxe package. I'm waiting. I got my.
Why? Wait. You got the plug?
It's 90
turns. Let's talk about it at the break. I want that game so bad.
What does Danny Ainge want for Lowry marketing? Wait until you hear these details from Shab Sharati. And I would ask Warrior fans at 888-957-9570, would you do the deal? Wait till I lay out the details. Shasky, would you do the deal? Roasters, would you do the deal? The Roast, we're having brunch with Butcher and Bonte here on 95.7 The Game as we're all jacked up this week. That's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Goo, here's Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Big shoes to fill for Shasky and I.
It's
big
like
shoes
a cavity.
To fill. It is. I've got like five. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Got those feelings done long time ago. I'm not a big candy guy. I don't know if you knew that about me.
Well, like I'll have a little candy here and there.
Here and there. Just a little Sour Patch.
Once you go sober, you usually go one of two directions, right? You either go into like the non-alcoholic beverage aisle, which I know a lot of people that are so that do that.
Right.
You go coffee or you go way deep into the sugar aisle, as in ice cream, sugar, sweets, things like
sodas.
That.
Sodas. Yeah.
Sodas. Like, you know, that's usually when you, especially when you go to some of the, like, you know, the meetings and whatnot, a lot of stogies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 415, excuse me, mobile text line. Because these are big shoes to fill with Steiny and Guru from 10 to 2. They're rolling in this time slot, man. I'm so jealous.
And be careful. Steiny, I heard, wears lifts. You know, all those photos where he has to, like, get on his tippy toes.
Why does he do that? Why? That's so weird. Why does a guy, like, that's another, we'll save that for later. I'll ask him during the crossover. Why do you get on your tippy toes, dude? Why?
Give me the meat.
No, pause, dude. I'm not giving you no meat.
Could you imagine him ordering at a taqueria?
Are you going to have a little salad? Some beans? Let me touch your pasta. Some chicken. Spaghetti. Give me the meat.
No.
Give me the meat.
No. No.
He gets so serious on the last part.
No, give me the meat.
No, we're not giving you
the meat.
So
is he doing like Chipotle videos that I'm seeing on TikTok? By the way, why are we doing that to these food service workers?
What are we doing to the food service workers?
They're like filming these like workers and how much they're putting into the burritos and stuff. It's like, dude, like, this is what I say. I believe in America.
You watch too much TikTok, man.
There's good stuff on there.
No, it's
so
not.
I believe, no, it's there not. Is. That it's I believe that we
that's
honestly.
That's the problem.
Bonte, you worked in food service, right? You worked as a barista.
Yes, I did.
That's food service.
Yeah.
I believe part of high school, there should be one semester at minimum where you should have to work at McDonald's, Starbucks, Burger King.
No. What? Don't do that.
Because then it forces you to understand, like, treat people the right way. Don't be a jerk. And I'm watching these Chipotle videos where people pull out the phone and they're like, more chicken, more rice, more this. And it's like, what are you doing?
What they don't understand is when they get trained, you're taught to only put in certain portions of the meat. You can't be giving everybody stacked burritos
because
you got to pay for the stuff. 415, extended the mobile text line. No, from SF. Giants talk. Trust me, the Giants are a boring team. Trust me, we got to talk about them. But you've proven the audience that the Giants are boring. So we're pivoting. We're pivoting to something that's juicier. By the way, 95.7 The Game is jacked up this week. Willard and Dibs from 6 to 10. Morning Rose from 10 to 2. Steiny Good from 2 to 6. Presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Phil and Joe, we're going to get to you in just a second because Shab Sharania this morning, as we're walking into the studio, it was about 8:30. Shab writes, as NBA franchises progress into the full week of Las Vegas Summer League at Thomas & Mack and Cox Pavilion, team officials are spending time watching their respective squads, scouting players, and monitoring the league's landscape as rosters round out. The major free agents have been signed, and the remaining tier of available players are resolving their next steps. But larger offseason issues are still outstanding. For the past several weeks, all eyes have been on the Utah Jazz and Lowry marketed. The Jazz have operated in concurrent lanes with marketing's future, open to listening to trade offers from serious suitors while maintaining interest in keeping him as a franchise centerpiece. And we all know he's eligible for an extension August 6th. The Jazz are in a rebuild, so rival teams have wondered about marketing's fit moving forward. Now, Utah officials wanted to keep the 2023 All-Star and Most Improved Player unless a team truly wows it with an offer. And that's where the Golden State Warriors come into play, Shasky. The Golden State Warriors have been the most engaged team for marketing in recent weeks. At least sources tell The Athletic they have discussed a proposal around Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, multiple pick swaps, and multiple second-round picks. The Jazz, however, have asked for the bulk of young talent and capital the Warriors possess, including Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, who has seen courtside the last two nights of Summer League for the Golden State Warriors, and Brandon Podziemski, who messed around and nearly dropped a triple-double yesterday in Summer League, along with picks, which has been a non-starter thus far for Golden State League, sources says. So, with that said, Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz, who we all identified him with a month ago, Shasky, as a guy who would not be easy to deal with. Apparently watched Moody, Kuminga, Podziemski, along with all these picks.
So I'm making this very clear. So this is all I want to make. You're saying Golden State would land Markkanen. Utah is demanding, asking, however you want to put it.
According to Shams.
Moody, Kuminga and Pods.
Yep.
Multiple firsts.
Yep.
Multiple pick swaps.
Yep.
I mean, I was born, you know, a while ago, but not yesterday. What
like did he age as a D-tap?
This is an overpay of all overpays.
I agree.
I mean, Herschel Walker on like two. I mean, geez Louise, what are we doing? Like, he's a good player. Like, right. I want to make that very clear. Markkanen's a very good player. Pods and Kuminga and Moody? Like, and Moody's not getting you Markkanen. We all acknowledge that.
Right. Nope.
Like, and Moody might develop into something unlikely, but
this is Moses, he
might
Moody
develop into something that's wanted. Are we sure it's Kuminga and Pods combined with Moody?
That's what Shobbs is reporting.
So is that a non-starter for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it doesn't surprise me because this is Danny Ainge we're dealing with here. Danny Ainge is not settling for a couple picks and like Chris Paul or Andrew Wiggins when Chris Paul was around. I always thought Danny Ainge will try to gut your roster and take your picks. And he's going to try to sell high for Lowry Markkanen. And I don't even know if Lowry's that good. Is he that good enough to change? Like, this is a package to me where it's like, am I getting Giannis? Am I getting Embiid?
Well,
am I getting a big boy? Is Lowry that much of a big boy to trade Kuminga, Pods, and Moses Moody? Or, as Warrior fans, are we overrating Brandon Podziemski?
Or Kuminga? I do find it odd that the infatuation with Pods. I think he's a good player. And look, at one point in time, if you would have said, Joe, what exactly do you think Steph, right?
But
there was a point in time where we all didn't know what Steph would develop into. And someone's driving around like, oh, I knew he'd be. No, you didn't.
You're lying.
Trust me. Yeah.
Nobody knew that.
Like, no one did. We all loved Monte. It was pretty unanimous. All right. Now, I think it was a little more split on the Clay for Kevin Love deal. Like, that felt a little more even. Nobody thought Steph would develop. He's the outlier of outliers. That being said, like, what is, like, that's why I asked you last week, like, what is Podziemski's ceiling? Like, what position is he?
He's a combo guard.
Okay.
And he's a baller. Okay. He's going to have the ball in his hands. Okay. He can play, and it looks like he's trying to work off playing off the ball.
A scrappy hustler guy?
Scrappy hustler guy, but what else is he? I don't know what else he is.
So, like, Steph Curry.
He's working on getting stronger, right? You see the dunk yesterday. He's working on his jump shot. He's working on taking care of the basketball. Ideally, on this team, I see him running the second unit, but we had him off Friday. And I asked him, I said, what's more important to a player? Is it finishing or starting? He's like, I want to finish games.
Yeah, okay.
But if you're in that final five lineup, I don't think so.
Okay, is he an elite passer?
I think he's a very good passer.
Okay, good.
Good. Can he be elite? Maybe.
Okay.
It's only been 1 year.
Is he an elite any level scorer?
How about this? I'll say this.
Because Steph, I can hang like, he's such an outlier. Right. He was one of the greatest shooters. Even early on, you go, wow, this guy could shoot.
Right.
We didn't know he'd develop his entire all-around game. But he had that one singular defining skill set.
I think Pods is a really good passer. He's a really good rebounder for his size. His IQ, I think he has a really good IQ.
He's also 20.
He's 20 years. He's very young. So I don't know what his ceiling is. Like, if you ask me right now, who's got a better ceiling or a bigger ceiling, Kuminga or Pods? I would probably say Kuminga.
Why?
But Pods,
why do you say that?
Because 6'8", wing defender. When now everybody wants a wing defender, has a potential to be a really good two-way player, can get you to the free throw line, can make things happen, can wreck a game, right? It's a game changer. Pods, is elite he a game changer? I don't know. Elite athlete. You got to have athletes. Is Pods an elite athlete? Not yet. KDB, I don't know. But to me, this trade is way too much. When you add in Pods, Kuminga, and Moody, and the picks, yeah, it's a little much. For Lowry Markkanen? Like, if they make this move right now, Sasky, how much better are the Warriors?
Well, my next question would be, where are you going to get any, like, good value of players making very little to help contribute? We find year after year, you got to have some depth.
Right.
No one's saying you got to be 10 deep.
Right.
But you can't be 3 deep.
No, you can't be 3 deep.
I mean, you can't just roll in like, okay, we're going to have, basically, you're going to have the bag man, a.k.a. Wiggins, right? And I mean brown bag over the face man, because I don't know whether he's going to actually show up or not. And then you got Markkanen, what? You trust him?
I'm kind of leaning towards trusting him again. I feel like Wiggins may have it. I'm a sucker for it. I think Wiggins going to be all right.
I mean, is Wiggins wearing the brown bag or are the fans watching him
put the brown bag? That's a great question. I mean, what are we doing?
I did see a funny
text. I love how we get removed and we talk ourselves into like, Wiggins could come back around.
Hey,
no, he's not.
We just did an hour and a half.
We're lucky to get 2 months out of him.
We just did an hour and a half on Giants baseball. We've talked ourselves into them Navy competing. 510 Xfinity Mobile text line. Tell Age it's Dunleavy, not Mike Ditka. Obviously, Mike Ditka trading everything for Ricky Williams.
That's a good
call. Let's get to the lines, Chad. I want to get to the lines, man. This is what they do with Stein and Guru. I know that. They take a lot of calls. So let's take some calls. Phil in San Francisco.
Hey, Phil.
Phil. What's happening, man? Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Phil?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? Yeah, I just wanted to add my 2 cents worth on this possible trade. That is very demanding. If that is what they reportedly want in exchange for marketing, I mean that's way too much.
That's what I'm saying.
And as far as giving up future draft picks, the Warriors have sort of prided themselves in recent years of drafting well. You know, drafting a lot of good players that turned out great, starting with Stephen Curry. So I wouldn't, you know, I would be kind of foolish to do that. And to give up Pajemski in addition to Kuminga and Moody, I mean, that would be a mistake as well, I think.
What do you think, Phil, about Phil, real quick, what do you think about Pajemski? Shasky just asked me his ceiling, and I really don't know. He's only 20 years old. He's a good player.
You know, X Factor kind of player, you know, that he could put up numbers for you. It's just not going to be, you know, Tracy McGrady like numbers, you know, right. Something like that. You know, he's his own sort of player. He's a team player. He's a smart player. He's an intelligent player.
He feels like a winning player, right?
He feels like a Dante DiVincenzo type of a player.
I'm not mad at that.
I would love to have him on my team. I just don't know what the, like, I don't know where he slots as a starter. Do you get where I'm going?
I get where you're going, Shasky.
Phil, good call, Phil. Let's go to Joe at Burbank. Joe, what's happening, man? You're on Stein and Guru / The Roast. What's up, Joe?
What's up, dog?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I'm with the fans. That's way too much for marketing. If you're going to overpay and you're going to give that much up, geez, you could have went. First of all, I don't think marketing is that good. But if you're going to give that much up, you should have went up. You should have tried to get in on the Mikal Bridges deal.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think marketing. His stats are inflated. He's on a team that, you know, that. So sure, his stats are going to look good. He was on Utah, but I'm just not really big on that. And the other reason that Utah I didn't think they wanted Kuminga because I didn't think they wanted Kuminga's salary. And I think if that's true, we don't know what to believe. But if you're looking at that they want Moody and they want Pods, that's because they don't want salary. And, you know, he's good insane. Point. He asked, I wanted to ask you guys one thing. When you're thinking of all these trades, and maybe I'm missing something, but the thing is, you know, I'm looking at the roster right now, and what I don't understand is just looking at what we have, I think we have a really good team, and I think that it can be better than a lot of people think. Because, first of all, between Steph, Wiggins, and Kuminga, I think you should have enough offense there with Steph, Wiggins, and Kuminga. And the other thing is, and then you add Draymond and TJD, that's a good starting lineup. And think about that bench that you would have. You got Pods and Moody and Anderson, Melton, Buddy Hield coming off the bench. Joe. Not to mention if you end up, you know, so I don't know. I just don't do it. Don't give up all those draft picks. There's aprons now, and you can need draft picks to keep your salary down.
That might be the call of the week, Joe. You made a lot of sense. I just started doing the math in my head. We were talking about aggregates, right? You were talking about aggregates last week. And he brought up Kuminga, Wiggins, and then you throw in Steph Curry. Telling me you can't get 60 points between the three of them?
No, you should.
Right? You should, right?
You should.
Consistently.
Yeah.
You would hope so. Steph gets his 26, 25. We can say gets his 15, 17, because I don't believe he's going to come in and average 13 if they bring him back. Hell, they may still be trying to trade him. We have no idea.
I think Kuminga is going to average 22 a game.
There you go. Kuminga averaged
22 a game.
I'm there. I think there's another league.
And you know what? Hold me accountable to that.
Well, no. I'm
dying on the Kuminga hill.
No, well, Bob, I'm glad you are. I'm glad you're on my hill.
Well, it's Bonte me hill. And you. It's like glory.
You know what, though? I think, honestly, you and I have been the biggest Kuminga fans at the station in this market. Yeah. I'm not wavering off the guy. I know what I saw last year when he went to the media and said, I need to get out of here. And then he went out there and he backed up. He backed up. What he said to Shams Charania, whatever he told his agent, and he went into that meeting with Steve Kerr, got the haircut. And he balled out those 37 games. He balled the hell out and averaged nearly 20 games. So I could see 22. So that's 60 to 65 points a game right there with just those three players. TJD, can he get you 8 to 10? Can Draymond get you 8 to 10? Where's Kyle Anderson? Where's Buddy? Where's DeAnthony Melton?
Buddy. I keep forgetting about Buddy.
Pods.
So here's the thing that
I'm kind of, real quick, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Just, I'm kind of with Joe and Burbank. If you don't make this trade, like if you make the trade for marketing, I don't know how much better it makes you. I think with this current roster right now, you're as good as you would be with Lowry marketed by giving up all those assets.
Well, and you're gutting what would be the rest of your bench for next year, and it's really late in the process. Who are you signing
right
to replace some of these spots?
Right. There's not a lot out there.
There's nothing out there.
Love me. Who's the remaining free agent? So I want you to look that up.
But who's like, out there? Here's the thing. If Utah wants Kuminga and Pods, right, doesn't that kind of tell you those two are coveted? If Danny Ainge wants those two, why would I give up those two making what they're making at the age of where they're at when I know that he's going to pay Kuminga? Like, if they're acquiring Kuminga, they're probably paying him. That's what the GM on the receiving end is thinking. They're not going to, like, let him go through it. This to me feels like an egregious overpay.
It does. It really does. I'm with you there. 888-957-9570. The latest with Shams Charania is saying that he's hearing that the Jazz are still interested in possibly trading Markkanen. And the Warriors have been the most engaged team for Lowry Markkanen. I know the Warriors really like Lowry. They really do. But the Jazz have asked for Pods, Moody, and Kuminga, along with picks, which has been a non-starter thus far for the Golden State Warriors.
So I got some lists here, guys. We got Tyus Jones still available. He's kind of like the top guy right now.
Backup point guard. He was good. He kicked. He had a great year.
Tyus is not bad.
Gary Trent Jr. That's another one. People are monitoring him.
He's a shooter.
Yep. Spencer Dinwiddie, who was a Net and then was a Laker for a little bit last year.
I don't like Dinwiddie on this roster. The motion offense, no.
I'm
good off him.
Isaac Okoro's a restricted free agent from Cleveland.
He was in the draft class with Wiseman.
He could defend his ass off, that's for sure.
Gordon Hayward, that do anything for you?
I know you talked about Gordon Hayward as a veteran.
I actually like Gordon Hayward. As a player off the bench in the 8-9 man role, you're starting him occasionally when there's like everyone's sitting out.
I could be talked into that. I'm not mad at that.
You could do a lot worse than him.
I actually thought OKC underutilized him.
I agree with you.
He's a vet. He's nice. No doubt.
Not as a starter making $50 million. He's just a vet.
Yeah. Let's see. We got Seth Curry is available. Get another Curry brother in there.
I actually would be into that.
Yeah. Robert Covington. Maybe a few years ago.
Come see Bronny and LeBron versus Seth and Steph.
That's actually kind of it. That would be an interesting dynamic. I mean, the Bronze versus the Currys.
I should be a part of the NBA marketing team.
Spadoni just pointed out to me Lonnie Walker is available.
We all know the Warriors when it comes back to Seth Curry. And I ain't mad at Seth Curry. I like Seth Curry a lot. That's my guy. But we all know the Warriors, the last thing they need is another small guard. Come on.
Can never have enough of them.
Cameron Payne still available?
I'm imagining a Pods at the five lineup.
Campaign.
We would have Pods at the five. We'll bring back Brad Wanamaker. He'll play the four. Ooh. And then we just brought back Nico Mannion, so he'll play the three.
You run a full
Seth
court
Curry
press?
At the two and Steph at the one.
And you run a full court press?
All day.
All day?
Five out.
Patrick Beverley's still out there, guys. Pat Bev.
By the way.
Next year could be ours.
Pat Bev. The Pat Bev podcast. If you look this up on Twitter, I saw that podcast crossover. All the shenanigans are going on Twitter over the weekend. The Pat Bev pod. If you guys look this up in the back, he reported he's either going to sign, I think, a veteran exception. Go look at Pat Bev. I swear to God, or a massive deal with some team in Europe.
How long would it last, Draymond and Pat Bev at practice?
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of podcasts, I did see the Kevin Garnett showing Paul Pierce the Edwin Diaz walk-in.
It was pretty sick.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
The Paul Pierce.
Can we pull that sound for later in the show?
The Paul Pierce Kevin Garnett podcast is. It's kind of interesting.
The highlights are good.
They are. They're not bad. They're not bad. But when you look this up, this tweet with Pat Bev is pretty funny. Yeah, no, KG's out of his mind.
Yeah, KG is out of his mind.
JK's trading videos look good. Well, I saw the trading video. They sit out there for Klay Thompson, and they're roasting him.
What happened?
I don't know. Let's go to Richard Fremont real quick. Richard Fremont, what's happening?
Hey, what's What's up, fellas?
What's up, Rich?
I like the switch up, man. You guys are looking good.
Hey, man, I can get used to this. I can get used
it's
to sleeping till 7 o'clock.
My flow. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, I love the flow. Don't listen to Shasky. I'm in my lane, baby. I don't have to drive 100 miles an hour down 280 no more.
Hey, I'll tell you something else. I had a good time with you brothers out at the summit, man. That was great.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. I'm with the rest of the fan base, man. We don't need to move any pieces right now. We got a nice selection of core people. Yeah, we lost Clay. We understand that. But the pickups they got, I think, are really good. The producer was running off some names. Here's a name he probably didn't think of. And last I looked, I thought he was still available. Mm-hmm. Cam Johnson. I believe he's still available.
He's under contract with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
But he did say –
Okay,
yeah, but Rich, he did say
– There was talk that they weren't going to renew him, that they were going to ship him off.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, he may get moved, but he's got the money contract. Cam Johnson's an interesting name, though. 3D guy, young player. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that, Rich. But you're out on trading all these young assets for marketing.
No, I just don't think marketing is worth all that, man. Come on, we look up 2 years. We make that deal. 2 years from now, we're going to be kicking ourselves in the behind because we look and go, what were we thinking? Okay, and these guys go off and become stars someplace else. We've seen this movie before. No, absolutely not. I'm not doing that, guys.
I'm with you.
All right, Rich. I think we all agree here. 888-957-9570. But see, you know what? We've just gotten three calls here in the last 10 minutes about Joe, Burbank, Phil, Rich. They said they won't do the deal. But you look online, and people are saying, send the picks. Send the picks. So there's somebody out there who... Anybody out there who does want to do a deal like this?
I want to hear from that person.
888-957-9570. The Jazz, they want the bulk of the Warriors' young core. They want Moody. They want Kuminga. They want Podziemski. And I watched the Summer League last night and the last two nights with the Warriors, and Pods was balling out, and TJD was doing his thing. And this Plowden kid, who we saw at the Cali Classic, Spadoni, Plowden's been balling in Vegas. Who the hell is he? He's going to be on some NBA roster this season.
He's plowing through the competition.
Oh, that's a three. That's a three. I'll lay that on the tee for you. Look at that. That's good stuff right there.
Watching those Luke Kuminga highlights, he's not looking.
Dalton Kuminga?
Yeah, locally, I'm
Dalton
sorry.
Dalton Kuminga?
He's not looking not that good. The Lakers are terrible.
What? You don't think he's looking that good?
He had 25 the other day.
Yeah, he looked great.
He looked all right.
The rest of the team around him is horrible.
Yeah, remember Summer League. You're playing with a lot of guys who are selfish.
I thought he was going to be bigger. I don't
Summer
know why.
League,
no, he looks pretty big on the court. Like I didn't know he can actually drive to the rack as much as he was trying to do, because I think he's trying to work on some of
the
stuff.
I like his mid. He got the mid. But I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't
Summer
know.
League,
I thought he would dominate.
Listen, Summer League has me thinking Kevin Knox has a future with the Warriors. I've always been a Kevin Knox fan. Always. Even Mark Jones on the broadcast of Doris Burke. Mark Jones is like, I still think there's something there with Kevin Knox. And in my head, I'm thinking, he might be right.
There's also a difference.
That's Summer League, though.
You get dimes from guys you never heard of compared to Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
Right.
He's going to have a lot more open looks than he's going to
get.
He will. He was so good last year.
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought he'd come in and kind of just dominate.
Dalton?
Yeah.
Podziemski was the same thing last year. Podziemski, when we watched it, I watched him in Sacramento. He looked horrible.
He was horrible in Summer League. Horrible. And next thing you know, he's in a rotation a month into the season. So, did you find the Pat Bev tweet, by the way? Did you?
Well, there's a tweet. I was trying to find the sound, but I don't think there is sound.
There's no soundbite.
Okay.
No, it was a tweet. It was just a tweet.
Yeah. Here, let me pull it up.
You got to listen to this one, Shasky.
Right meow.
We got Dalton Johnson coming up. Speaking of Dalton,
when?
He's coming up at 12:30, ABC Sports Bay Area.
Meow?
Right meow. Yeah.
Right meow, 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 meow. All right, meow, meow, meow. 888-957-9570. You're doing a deal for marketing. If you are, why? Do you believe in JK and Pods and Moody and their futures with the Golden State Warriors? Or do you know what? You just say, the hell with it. Let's go get Lowry marketed. And what difference is marketing making if you do trade this young core? That's a lot for Lowry marketing. That's a lot.
When was the last time anybody traded this many in the Bay Area, traded this many young players for a guy who's kind of more in his prime? Like, I know the Evan Longoria deal is one that comes to mind. The McCutcheon deal, it comes to mind. But Brian Reynolds and Christian Arroyo weren't in the actual bigs at the time. They were in the minor leagues, and it was one player, essentially. This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Okay, so this is from the Pat Bev pod via the Barstool Podcast Network. I think they re-upped, by the way.
Yeah.
Developing at Pat Bev 21 is currently weighing his options between an NBA vet minimum contract
Listen to this.
And a all caps, historic contract in Europe. Money bag emoji. Yesterday at 11:45.
What does a historic bag look like?
Is that in euros? Is that in pounds? Where's he going?
I don't know.
Rupees?
Man.
He might Saudi Arabian League.
Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area, 12:30. We're rolling on this Warriors content here. Would you do the deal for Lowry Marketing? Chef Serrano laid out the details. I'll lay them out again here to start the 12 o'clock hour. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Mighty Key Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.